Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and God bless you. This is Aaliyah Walker, your host with Personal Hearts Radio. We're going to play a brief intro with Juliette Lewis called People Get Ready. Jesus is coming in the name of Jesus. Okay, God bless you. And this is my first radio show that God has given me a ministry to do, and I'm being obedient to that ministry that God has called me to. He's asked me to start my own church, and in doing so and seeking the Lord, you always have to seek the Lord first and not men, but God will speak through men if he is unable to get to you for various reasons. But he spoke to me and said that I was supposed to be on the radio. And so I'm doing all that I can to fulfill the ministry that God has given me. So we're going to start in the book of St. John to start as an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ and a minister. God, the Holy Spirit, works through me in several gifts of the Spirit, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, faith, and other gifts that the Holy Spirit would deem necessary for the time, for that given moment where I'm ministering. I'm sent to other churches. I'm sent to work in the gifts of the Spirit to other churches, wherever the Holy Spirit will have me go, being obedient to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So hold on one moment. We're going to get some music going here, and we'll be right back. Amen and glory to God. We're back. And like I said, this is Aaliyah Walker with Personal Hearts Radio. And we're talking about the book of John, and we're going to be reading the book of John as the Holy Spirit leads us. So let's pray before we start this, that we know that the Lord is in charge and that He's here with us. And most of all, we want to make sure that we are directed by the Holy Spirit in every single thing that we do, because these are the very last of the last days, saints, and Jesus is coming back. It is a truth. It is an infallible truth that Jesus Christ is coming back to get His church, to redeem His church from the earth, and the tribulation will start thereafter. So let's be prepared for the Lord's coming. Let's make sure we live a holy life, a peaceful life, in all godliness and honesty. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we partake in the reading of Your word, we thank You for the Holy Father that sent Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. And we thank You by His shed blood that our sins are blotted out and our names written in the Lamb's Book of Life as we receive forgiveness of our sins. And Lord, we want to honor You today and thank You for the freedom and the privilege for reading Your holy word. Bless the words that come out of Your mouth, that go through my mouth, from Your mouth by reading this word, because, Father, Your words are life and truth, and we speak them with life and truth, the power of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Amen. So we're going to start in the book of St. John, and again, this is Aaliyah Walker with Personal Hearts Radio. God called me to start this ministry 8 years ago, and I have accepted the call, and I'm fulfilling the ministry as God enables me to, and as I do my part to fulfill this ministry that God has given me, because, saints, we are only pilgrims and strangers in this world. This is not our home. We should not be saving up to live here forever, because it is 100% fact and truth that every person living here will die. And whether you die and go to heaven or hell, it's your choice to accept the free gift that God has given us through His Son, Jesus Christ. So now we will begin reading in St. John. And I prefer the King James Version of the Bible because by research I have found that this Bible is more accurate than the other versions. Of course, if God leads you, you can choose what version of the Bible you prefer, but I prefer the King James Bible. So let's begin reading, saints, shall we? You can read along with me. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. This is Jesus that the Bible is talking about. This is Jesus. This is the Father saying, in the beginning was Jesus, and the Word Jesus was with God, and the Word Jesus was God. So what are you saying, Aaliyah? I'm saying that the Bible clearly states that Jesus is God. Verse 2 of chapter 1 in St. John. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And that light, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. That means that when we have light, the darkness cannot comprehend it. That means the darkness cannot stand up against it. When you shine the light of the gospel in the face of someone who's demon-possessed, when you shine the light of the gospel in the face of someone who's opposed to the Bible, then that darkness, if you're living a holy life, see, you have to live a holy life for the Word of God to have power to resonate with you. You have to live a holy life, totally surrendered to God, for the power of God to work through you. In Jesus' name. So when you shine the light of the glorious gospel into the face of darkness, when you shine that light, that darkness cannot comprehend it. It cannot stand. So don't ever be afraid of death, or don't ever be afraid of what the devil will throw at you, because he doesn't win. You win. So now we're going to continue with verse 6. there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, and all men through him might believe. So John was a forerunner to Jesus, to make the path straight, to bear witness of Jesus, that light, that all men through him might believe. Verse 8 of chapter 1. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, as many as received Jesus, our Lord and Savior, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Verse 15 of chapter 1. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, This was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Amen. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. And this is the record of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, Who art thou? And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, and this is John confessing to the priests and the Levites, I am not the Christ. And they asked him, What then? Art thou Elias? And he said, I am not. Art thou that prophet? And he answered, No. Then said they unto him, Who art thou? That we may give an answer to them that sent us. What sayest thou thyself? He said, and this is John speaking in verse 23, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, Make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah. And they which were sent were of the Pharisees, and they asked him, and said unto him, Why baptizest thou then, if thou art be not the Christ, nor Elias, neither that prophet? John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you whom you know not. He it is who cometh after me and is preferred before me, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to unloose. These things were done at Bethabara beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. So if any of you are confronted by someone that says, Where does it say in the Bible that Jesus came to take away our sins? And you could say, Well, in St. John, the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 29, it says, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. And the Holy Spirit will give you what to say as you continue in the Word of God, because God's Word is pregnant with revelation and it's pregnant with life. And that's why we are going through the book of John, as the Holy Spirit directs us. Now, continuing in St. John, chapter 1, starting with verse 30. This is he of whom I said, After me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore, am I come baptizing with water? And John Bearbrecker saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, which is the Father God, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. Again the next day, after John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, Behold the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following, and saith unto them, What seek ye? They said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? He saith unto them, Come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt, and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. Thank you for hanging in there for this time, and now we're going to have a musical break, and we're going to have a song called He Gives Me Strength. God bless you. We'll be right back. God bless you. Thank you guys for listening to that wonderful song that we have. It was He Gives Me Strength. This is your first time here. This is also my very first radio show. My name is Aaliyah, and this is Personal Hearts Radio. This is something that God has given me to do in fulfilling the ministry that He has given me. Now, everyone who is born in this earth, everyone who is born has a purpose. You have a purpose under heaven, and that purpose is what makes you you. If you try to do what someone else is doing, then you're only allowing that person to shine brighter. But there is something specifically for you to do that God has given you gifts and talents for. And the one way you can find that out is by reading the Word of God and communicating with the Holy Spirit to find out what your purpose in life is. So this is only a 30-minute show, and we have 5 more minutes left. As my audience grows bigger, I will increase it to a longer show, but for right now it's only going to be 30 minutes. And as instructed, I'm reading from the book of John, and we're starting in chapter 1, and we're going to continue for a few more minutes, starting at verse 40. And as noted earlier, I read from the King James Version because I prefer that version. However, if you read from a different version, there are slight differences, but overall, it pretty much reads not line upon line or precept upon precept, but you won't get lost. So here we go. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 40. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon and saith unto him, We have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ. So Messiah is interpreted as Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus beheld him, he said, Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee, and findeth Philip, and saith unto him, Follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael, and saith unto him, We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets, So Jesus, right here, we have scriptural reference that Jesus and his coming was already foretold all the way back in the book of Moses. Again, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, Oh, wow. Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip saith unto him, Come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and saith of him, Behold, an Israelite, indeed in whom is no guile. Now, guile is not used in our 21st century language, but what that means is, it's a trickery. It's a trickery of language. It's a form of deception, which is a form of lying, because you're having someone believe something that is not true. But you're doing it in a different way, disguised as guile or trickery. You're tricking them to believe something that's not true, so which is the underlying truth is deception, and it's a lie. So that's what guile is. Verse 48, Nathanael saith unto him, Whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, Before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. Nathanael answered and saith unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. Jesus answered and said unto him, Because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou, thou shalt see greater things than these. And he saith unto him, ending in verse 51, the last chapter of chapter 1, Truly, or verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. I have less than 1 minute to go, but I wanted to thank all of you that logged into our show, to my show today. This is Personal Hearts Radio. If you'd like to contact me, you could visit my website at www.personalhearts.org. Or you can email me at Aaliyah, A-L-E-A, at personalhearts.com. I will also put that in the chat box. But I have less than 60 seconds, and I just want to let you know that I air every Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I look forward to seeing you guys again. Be blessed.
Let me be a part of the harvest for the